I aerated that for your listening pleasure. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. It's a cool and rainy day here in Skagway, Alaska, but that's not going to stop us from having a great day, now is it? Hell no. We have a very, very important topic today, that something that I've been personally implementing lately in my life that's starting to make big changes. Little details the day-to-day, making bigger changes in the long term, which I'm stoked about. The interesting fact is that this is not something new. This is nothing that I haven't read probably multiple times in the past. But for whatever reason, it's really resonated with me more so lately. So it just kind of goes to show you that, you know, currently what I'm doing over the summer is going back and rereading things I've written and videos I've made and content I've created in the past, just kind of going over and kind of getting an inventory of kind of my thought processes and things like that. And it's been very, very eye-opening because I'm not gonna say I've changed my mind on a whole lot. There's some things that's it's a little different, but it's more profound. It's more deep now and deeply rooted in me after kind of seeing the current themes and patterns throughout the stuff that I've been sharing. It's very interesting. But like I said, this is not something new. This is not something sexy. This is not something that a lot of people really want to talk about because, you know, this podcast is not going to get a million views because it's not some great secret on how to be successful. But it is an important thing. I mean, this is what you do if you want to be successful, and you'll understand that as we go along. I talk about the process a lot. It's something that was kind of coined by Nick Saban and Alabama Crimson Tide. That you don't focus on the national championship. You don't focus on the playoffs. You don't focus on the next game. You focus on the next practice, the next rep, the next play, because that's all you can control at the moment. And if you focus on that play, then the next play, and have a great practice, and then another great practice, and you have a great week, then it leads to a great performance on game day. And it continues over and over and over. And this is something that I struggle with personally because I'm a macro kind of guy. I can see the big picture. And when I see the big picture, I get excited, I get stoked, I'm ready to get there. But I can't get there unless I take care of all the million little things necessary to get there. So sometimes it's hard for me to see the tree because of the forest. So, and I think a lot of people are like that as well. So this is something that I've stumbled on, and it's really been in the back of my mind, probably more so the forefront of my mind, over the last 5 to 6 days. And it's been something that I like having there. It's a very very minute-by-minute reminder of how things need to be and how things need to get done in order to achieve those long-term goals. So I'm going to start off with a little Stoic philosophy quote from my main man, Marcus Aurelius. As you guys know, I do a lot of Stoic philosophy. We'll get into that a little bit later. But let me read this to you real fast. You must build up your action. You must build up your life action by action and be content if each one achieves its goal as far as possible. And no one can keep you from this. No one can keep you from doing the daily tasks necessary to get you where you want to be. Like I said, this is not sexy. This is not a hack. Like everybody wants a freaking hack in 2019. They want a shortcut. You know, they want the shortcut to weight loss. They want the shortcut to success. They want this and that. There's no such things, guys. No such things. You know, and people make billions of dollars selling you shortcuts and quick fixes and shit like that, but there are no quick fixes to long-term solutions, not at all. So how do you get successful? How do you get your promotion? How do you ask that girl out, guy out, whatever it is? It's easy. It's very easy. You do it brick by brick. How you do anything is how you do everything. And how do you do anything? You do it one step at a time, one conversation at a time, one sale at a time, one rep in the gym at a time, one meal at a time, one brick at a time. That's it. It's that simple. You can't focus on the next brick until you laid the brick that's in your hand. And that's what you need to do. Brick by fucking brick. Once one brick is laid, whether good or bad, you can't dwell on it. You lay that brick. If you have a bad day at work, a bad conversation with your spouse, whatever it is, you can't dwell on that because dwelling on that will prevent you from laying the next brick and ultimately prevent you from building the house, metaphorical house, structure, fortress that we're trying to build in this lifetime. So you have a bad day, catch a bad break, forget it, move on, lay the next brick. You have an awesome day, and it's just top notch, awesome. Celebrate for a minute or a weekend, whatever, and then quickly get back to laying that next brick. And that's a topic of controversy in my life for sure, just because I'm not huge on celebrating things and wins and stuff like that, and I don't think that's necessarily a great thing, and I think I have gotten a little bit better about it, but nonetheless, that's very, I'm sure how to think around that one. I'm still working through these things, and honestly, the fact that I'm still working through these kind of thought processes prevents me from posting things, posting podcasts, posting blog posts and everything, because it's not all the way hashed out. So there's that perfectionism coming in there. But I know I'm not going to get where I want to go if I just keep everything on the back end of the website. I keep it in as a draft. I got so many fucking drafts that it's ridiculous. I just need to get it out there. It's not going to be perfect. Every brick you lay is not going to be perfect. But you got to have faith that the bricks are good enough and that the ones around them will be strong enough, because there's going to be some great bricks in there. There may not be some as sturdy as you need, but the other bricks will make up for it. And if you have enough bricks, you can afford to have one not be as strong. And again, this kind of goes against, this is a little bit hypocritical, I guess, but because it only takes one chain, one link to break the chain, right? Of course it does. But I would rather put something out there that's 80, 85% that's going to help other people, that's going to motivate other people, and it's going to help me get to where I want to go, than to have something put out one thing that's 100%. Now, that's something that I very, very struggle with. I think a lot of people in the art community, whether it be music, writing, photography, whatever it is, I think a lot of people struggle with that because they want to put their best foot forward. And you should, and you definitely should. But there's a point of diminishing returns where if you don't put anything out there, nobody's going to give a shit because nobody knows you're doing anything. You have to do something. You have to put stuff out there that's good enough in the moment, but be able to be vulnerable and be able to grow and say, hey, this is where I was back then. I'm here now. I'm so much better than now. And people seeing that progress, seeing that growth, you'd be surprised at how that motivates people, how that gets people going, how that gives people permission to follow in this, in the way that they want to go. So there's a really great quote. I need to look it up real fast, so just bear with me. It's a I'm a contradiction. Contradiction quote. I just read it the other day. And here we go, right here. Walt Whitman quote. It says, "Do I contradict myself? Very well. Then I am a contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes." We are all multifaceted. Excuse me. We are all multifaceted. We have a lot of layers. We're like fucking onions. Onions. When we make other people cry. So there you go. We're definitely like onions. And like I'm a freaking young dude still trying to sort a lot of things out, but hopefully this process of doing that, excuse me, will can continue to help other people kind of do that as well, because nobody's fucking perfect. Nobody's got it figured out. That if I could go back and tell myself, 15-year-old Nick about life, be like, hey, nobody's got this shit figured out. Life is about figuring it out. You can't wait until you figure it out, because you just kind of have to trial and error. A lot of things are like that. But a lot of things for the past, that's why we read Stoicism. That's why we read from the Bible. That's why we read history books, so that we may learn from history, so that we may take the lessons learned from people who learned the hard way, so maybe we don't have to learn the hard way. But yet, it's funny because some of the best lessons that I have ever learned, I have learned the hard way. So it's a shame. I don't think everybody's like that, but I'm definitely like that I learn the best from making a fucking mistake and trying like hell not to make it again. So it's not the most effective way, but it is a great way of learning. And recently I've really buckled down on my training program. I have a longer vision goal now, of climbing mountains and snowboarding and things like that. So everything I'm doing, physically training wise and nutrition wise, although my nutrition has been subpar as of late, but yesterday it was a fucking good day of nutrition. Great day. And that's how you take it. You approach it one day at a time, one meal at a time. That's how you gain the overall goal. That's how you get there. The process, brick by fucking brick. Okay, I didn't look at it as weekly, as like, oh, yeah, I need to eat this on Monday, eat this on Tuesday. I'm like, no, today is Monday. I'm going to eat this for breakfast. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to get back from the workout. Oh, my food's already prepared because Sunday I've already done it, because that was on my to-do list for Sunday, because I'm breaking it down day by day, not weekly. I do have kind of the weekly goal in mind, but it's not... I write that down, so I have it over here, but that's not the primary focus. I have that goal, and then I break it down into parts and chunks. So Monday's this, Tuesday's this, Wednesday's this, and then bam, I slowly check it off. Okay, cool. It's 5:30. I'm waking up on Monday. I'm going to the gym. I'm doing a cardio session then. Okay, cool. I get back. I'm going to do a half hour of stretching. Okay, cool. At 7:15, I'm in the shower. 8 o'clock, I'm writing. 9 o'clock, I'm at work. 6 o'clock, I'm closing up work. 6:30, I'm in the gym. 7:30, 8-ish, after I get through the gym, I have food prepared from Sunday that was on my to-do list. I eat that food. Bam, I go to bed. Bam, I wake up and do Tuesdays. It's that simple. It's that simple. And I'm not saying you have to have like a detailed plan. My plan isn't that detailed whatsoever, but it's a general outline. And I think that's how you lay the brick. You know, going back to the metaphor of building a house, a structure, is there's blueprints, right? You don't just get a bunch of group of guys and a bunch of material and go build something, right? No, there is a plan. There is a plan. The plan takes you to the macro goal, the end goal, the big view picture. But then you break it down into small steps daily. And then that's what gets you to that end goal. Eventually, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen with a matter of week or months. Depending on the goal, it can be years, even decades. That's why you gotta love the process. You gotta fall in love with the process. If you don't like the process, you're gonna have a hard time. You're gonna be starting over all the fucking time. That's why you see people all the time. It's like, oh, day one of my diet, day two of my diet, day three of my diet. How many times do you see somebody say fucking day 97 or 364th day of my diet and training program? You don't. And I'm really striving to show that. Go follow my Instagram. The last few weeks I've posted week 6, week 5, week 4. And I want to continue to do that because not enough people see that shit. People start over all the time. Why? Because they don't take a brick by brick. They try to do the whole thing in one day. They try to win the Super Bowl in 1 week. You don't do that. You don't build the house in one day. Brick by brick. I think I got off track a little bit there, but I'm getting kind of fired up. And So back eating healthy, one meal at a time. I struggle with this too. I've been struggling with it for a lot lately. And I took a lot of time off from the gym, from nutrition over the winter because I was traveling so much. I was busy. I was making excuses. That's what I was doing. But yet I was busy doing stuff. It wasn't like being lazy by no means. I was just, I was in the mountains a lot, climbing, snowboarding, and then, you know, I was able to eat a bunch of junk because I was burning so many calories. If I would have eaten healthy back then, I'd be so much further ahead right now. But I'm not dwelling on that, okay? I'm learning from that situation. I'm learning from that. I'm like, okay, cool. I lost 17 pounds over the winter. Everybody's talking about how I look skinny, I lost some weight, yada, yada, yada. I didn't realize I did that. I mean, I knew I was lighter, but I didn't realize I looked that much skinnier to everybody. So that really stuck in my mind. That's what's motivating me. That's in the background of me motivating me. It's like, okay, cool. I need to gain this weight back. So I'm already up over the last 6 weeks. I'm up, 10 pounds. So I'm, you know, probably I'm back to a healthy weight now, but let's redistribute some of this. Let's gain some of that muscle back. And I've had to start over. This is why you can't afford to start over, because I've gone from deadlifting over 400, squatting well over 3, bench pressing even over 3 at some points, to bench pressing 150 pounds, 3 sets of 8. I mean, you have, not that that's the most I can do right now, I'm definitely stronger than that, but you can't just go back to that pinnacle that you've reached without the foundation. If I tried to go in there and deadlift 400 pounds now and squat 300 pounds and bench 250, like, it's not going to happen because I've lost that that foundation that I've once built. Now, I can get it back, and I'm getting it back slowly but surely, but you have to do it brick by brick. You can't go in there and day one do 135, day two do 200, and day three be back to where you were 8 months ago after a solid 2 to 3 years of steady training and great diet. No. You got to be smarter than that. You got to know where you are. You got to know what your circumstances are. And you got to play the long game, right? You got to play the long game. You can't get back to where you are. So, bam, I start out 135 on everything. Squat, deadlift, everything. I'm working back up to 185. And you go get building the strength, building the endurance that I need to continue to progress, to lay the foundation, to get back to where I was, to get back to the strength that I was. So, It's a slow, steady process, and I think that's why most people give up. They're not willing to endure the length of time that's necessary to slowly chip away. Like I said, this isn't sexy advice, but this is the only way shit gets done. You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're probably focused too much on the big picture. I know, I've been there. I get there a lot. This message here keeps you more narrowly focused on the daily task, what you need to do today. That's all you can do, what you can do right now, this very minute. What can you do right now to get you to where you want to go? It's really that simple, but it's hard. The message and the root and the overall blueprint is very, very, very easy. Now, like Marcus was saying, there's going to be some obstacles that come up. I don't know if I read that part. I'll finish it. It says, okay, so I'll just start over. You must build up your life action by action. Be content if each one achieves its goal as far as possible, and no one can keep you from this. But there will be some external obstacle, perhaps, but no obstacle to acting with justice, self-control, and wisdom. No obstacle to acting with justice, self-control, and wisdom. But what if some other area of my action is thwarted? Well, gladly accept the obstacle for what it is and shift your attention to what is given. Another action will immediately take its place, one that better fits the life you are building. Some really good stuff there. So there are going to be obstacles. And you know what? Obstacles become the way. Those obstacles teach you. You learn from them. You don't just run and hide. You climb, get around, plow through those motherfuckers. You don't just allow that to derail your entire course. To the people who allow little stuff to derail their course, I don't think they want things bad enough. I think they want the idea of wanting things. I think they, you know, in this life, everybody's wanting to build something great and leave a legacy and have them talked about for a millennial to come. But I think they focus on that so much it's overwhelming, because how do you build a life that speaks and, or rather, yells into eternity? You do it brick by fucking brick. That's how you do it. You live your daily life as if this was the last day you're going to get. You make the most out of every opportunity, every conversation, everything. You do the details well. You are relentless about doing every little detail well. Excuse me, I'm gonna gather myself here, kind of get back into a more stoic-like mindset. Let's see. I got some notes, and there's some stuff that I wanted to get out for sure. Another thing, you know, you break it down into the thing you can do right now. You know, a good way to do that is ask yourself, what's the lead domino? You've heard of the domino effect, like you knock over the first domino, it makes every other domino easier to knock over. So what's the one thing in your life that you can do right now that's going to make everything else easier in the long run? That's your only hack. That is your only quote-unquote hack. I hate that fucking word. I'm not going to say it anymore. But, you know, what is the thing that you can do right now that's going to make everything a little bit easier? Not that it makes it easy, but, like, there's some big things that you need to get done that will allow you to do other things. And you may not even be able to do those other things until you do these things. For instance, we're going to go back to the kind of the building of the structure. You can't lay the first brick until you have a solid foundation. That's flat and willing to hold structure. So you have to build that, whether it be concrete, dirt, whatever, rock, stone. you have to have that foundation to be able to build the bricks on. And that's kind of what I'm very much in that foundational stage. I feel like I've been in that stage for you know, 5 to 6 years, if not all my life, honestly. Because I really think that, you know, I'm gaining some momentum. I'm learning a lot of great things, and I think some really cool things are going to start happening for me, you know, in my mid-30s. But I've got years to go to get there. I've already been doing this for years. It would be very easy for me to say, damn, I've been working my ass off for all these years. Nothing to really show for it yet. Fuck it, let's throw in the towel. Let's not try to do this anymore. And I just can't do that. I can't do that. I have too much ambition, too much drive, and I just, you know, if that day comes, they're probably going to put me on the ground pretty quickly after that, because I'm a purpose-driven individual, and I need something to strive after. So, but at the same time, and this is, you know, kind of the contradictory thing, like, Walt Whitman says, I am large, I contain multitudes, many different layers, many different thought processes, and this is just kind of like a, you know, a cumulative thing over this. I'm still very much trying to work through this, and I think I've had some major breakthroughs here recently, but I think this will be something that I go back to time and time again, and I like this a lot. I think this is a very, very good way for me, and probably you too, and many, many people out there, to achieve what we're after in this lifetime. But it's not about just killing yourself with work and just working your face off. I'm always impressed with the ability of people to put in the work. I think there's a lot of people out there that are willing to do whatever it takes. But I'm disappointed that a lot of them don't put the same effort into figuring out what they need to do. They just kind of like blindly throw shit against the wall and see what sticks. And there's a time and place to do that, but I think a lot of people out there could focus their efforts on a more efficient, maybe not more efficient, but on better methods to get things done. You know, I think a lot of people are too romantic about how they make their money. They wanna do it certain way. And trust me, I am more focused on how I make my money than how much money I make. But you can't be crippled by that. You can't allow that to get in the way of the other things that are more important. So I want people to realize and just really think through how they're doing things and why they're doing it. And just to make sure that it's getting them to where they want to be. Because you can work your face off at something and it not put you in the place that you want to be. It may take you elsewhere. And, you know, that hard work is great, but hard work on the wrong things doesn't necessarily get you to where you want to be. For instance, if you're playing football and you're killing yourself on the track and in the gym, getting stronger and faster, but if you don't correlate that to a game plan, Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights, you may not win the game. You can be faster and stronger than everybody else, but if you don't understand what the other team is trying to do defensively, offensively, or special teams-wise, then, you know, all that strength and speed is not carried over. So we need to make sure that we're developing the tools we need to get the job done, but also applying them in the best way for us to get the job done. Okay? So that's incredibly important. What you do is important. You have to do the right things to get the desired outcome. And how you do it is important as well. You have to do the right things in the right way to get your desired outcome. You can't just go out and do things. You can do anything you want and do it well. Doesn't mean you're going to get where you're going to go, okay? And once you figure out what you want, you got to break down the steps necessary. Slowly. And slowly take them. You know, slowly take the steps, step by step, day by day, brick by brick. If you're not sure of what you want to be or what you want to do, that's perfectly okay, cool. But don't be scared to just go try shit. Whatever you feel like you should do, go try it out. You'll learn a lot through that process, not only about what you want to do and what you don't want to do, but you'll learn tools and habits and things that'll carry over. Because there's a lot of overlap in this world, guys. You know, there's things like hard work, discipline, persistence, relentlessness, relentless effort after something. Those four things, whatever you want to accomplish, you're going to need those. So let's learn how to develop those and get better at those because that's going to carry over to every little thing we want to do. Okay, how about that? There you go. And you can always, always, always change your mind, okay? I've spent 7 years in the fitness industry, dove all in on that, okay? Even moved out to Southern California, the health and fitness mecca of North America, if not the world, and, you know, built up a nice little following out there, got in with a lot of great contacts, was really starting to build something out there, and then got to feeling, you know, even landed a dream job. A job that if you'd told me 3 years previously to getting that job that I would have, I would have been stoked. And I was stoked. Got into it, about 8-9 months into it, and I was like, man, this, I don't think this is what I want anymore. And I think that is a very pivotal moment for me. I think it's a very pivotal moment for a lot of people out there. They worked their asses off for years and decades. Finally land that dream job, and then it's not quite what they wanted, or they like it for a while, and it's like, this isn't, I don't want to do this anymore. But yet they stay in it because they feel like they should. They feel like this is what I worked so hard for. This is my life now. This is just, I have to accept it because this is what I wanted for so long, and now I'm here. And if I throw in the towel now, all that hard work will be for naught. I think that's what you call the sunk cost fallacy. You spend so much time, effort, energy, and money into something, and then you can't throw in the towel now because you feel like all that time is wasted or those resources are wasted. And they're not wasted. Like I said, you got experience and knowledge and education from that journey. But to keep yourself being miserable in that state isn't conducive to your overall goals, your overall life goals, and just overall an enjoyable life. You know, it's tricky. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to get out. It took me, you know, several weeks to kind of get the nerve to leave, you know, a dream job that I had conjured up in my head, worked hard to achieve, and I found myself smack dab in the middle of it, and it was something that was difficult to me to kind of grasp. So I was like, why? Like, this is what I pursued for a good while. Why is it this not making me happy? And then that's when I had to take a step back and just, you know, kind of reevaluate my life. And then, you know, I stepped down, and as many of you know, I haven't really been as vocal in the fitness community. I mean, obviously, it's still very important in my life, the things I do, snowboarding and mountain climbing. I have to be physically fit. I have to, you know, get my nutrition sound to fuel my body, to get me through things that are hard and difficult physically and mentally. And yeah, and right now I'm back in the training process and trying to get my nutrition on track and things like that. So it's never too late to change your mind. I don't care if you're graduating high school, graduating college, or 55 years old. I mean, just Google old people that made it successful. I mean, Colonel Sanders didn't do KFC until 70 years old. Oprah was like 40. Steve Jobs was old. I don't, like, I say old, but older. A lot of people think that's old. Fuck, somebody thought I was old the other day until I was 28 years old. And they're like, damn. I'm like, dude, I'm not even fucking getting started yet. I'm still on the tee box. I'm still at the driving range. I'm not even on the first tee yet. I'm still going through my wedges. You know, getting the swing loosened up a little bit. I hadn't even thought about bringing out the mid-irons, much less the driver. I don't even have a driver anymore. I just roll with a 2-iron. But nonetheless, like, man, guys, you've got time. You've got time. I don't care if you're 40, 50, 60. There's some time out there. Obviously, if you're older, you don't have as much time. And, of course, we're never guaranteed a day. But at the same time, you can't afford to try to do everything in a week or a month. Because great things take time. I don't care what anybody says. Great things take time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Nothing is built in a day. So I don't care how old you are, where you are. You just got to start. That may be the hardest step. But it's the hardest step until you take it. And once you take it, bam, it's there. And then the next step's the hardest. And then the next step's the hardest. The step in front of you is the hardest. The brick that needs to be laid next is the most difficult. But it's the most important, the one that's next. Tom Brady posted on Instagram the other day. He has 6 Super Bowl rings, you know, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And he posts 6 rings, and he was like, guess which one's my favorite? He posts a picture of it and says, guess which one's my favorite? The next one. That's what he said. He said, the next one is most important. That's his favorite. Because those are in the past. Those rings are championships, are symbols of a lot of hard work and due diligence that have paid off. But But he didn't get the sixth by thinking about the fifth. And he didn't get the second by thinking about the first. Just like you're not going to get where you want to go by thinking about what you did yesterday. There's a Lou Holtz quote that says, if what you did yesterday seems big, you haven't done anything today. Let that be a subtle reminder of what we need to do today to achieve that long-term goal. Don't lose sight of the tree because of the forest. Get in the nitty-gritty. Get down into the details. Get your hands dirty. Some dirt under your fingernails. All that good shit. And let's make today the best motherfucking day of our lives.